Can you tell us first what the First Family Agenda or Family First Agenda is all about?
Well, the Family First Agenda comes into an experience that I've had. Of course, we have our personal families, but when I went off to join the Army, I went to Fort McCullen, Alabama, and I got really homesick. And my parents helped me understand that when you're in the military, you have new brothers and sisters, and you start depending on one another, and they depend on you to get through your mission and get through your experience of training and on your day-to-day business. So from one location to another, when the military people are out being trained, we have new brothers and sisters. But it also comes into the fact that the people who your family supports you also while you're in uniform. So in uniform, your military family is right there along with you, serving with you. Now, when it came time for us to get out of the military and find our niche in the community, we found the American Legion family, which includes the American Legion, our American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our Legion Riders. And we all work together to make sure our community has better support. And when we go to military send-offs, our deployment ceremonies for our heroes that are going all over the globe to take care of this nation and the world, we ask our heroes what we can do to make sure they have one less worry on the battlefield, and their answer is, take care of my family first. So they're more concerned about what's going on here at home and making sure their families are taken care of, than because they know when they go off to do their mission, they've been trained to do it, they have the equipment they need. So we're here at home making sure their families are taken care of.
Where will you be on Memorial Day? Why is the National Commander visiting Europe?
I'll be over in Europe visiting. We have a lot of military troops over there. And actually, we have American Legion family members over in Europe also. The American Legion was founded in Paris, France, back in 1919. So we'll be doing some of those visits, as well as visiting some U.S. military cemeteries while we're over there. And we'll also be talking to our currently serving troops about benefits and talking about transition assistance programs.
Can you give us a couple of the most important issues facing veterans today?
Oh, our veterans want to make sure that they have a strong VA healthcare system. We're very concerned about veteran suicide rates, treatments for post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, and other wounds of war. We just want to make sure that there's strong family support there for not just our military, our veterans as well, and for their families too, because when we take care of one another, we just have a better sense of pride of what we do.
Okay, and where can people find more information about the American Legion?
You can find all kinds of information on our website, which is legion.org. It's a very simple website to remember, legion.org. Or if you're near a local post, just stop by the American Legion and see what we're all about.
Great. Okay, well, I think we're all set, and thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Harmon.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.